The American journalist, Tom Brokaw, was the first to name them the greatest generation. Those Americans born in the early 1900s, during the heyday of Babe Ruth and women's voting rights. But what made this generation great? What made them go above and beyond for their country and their families? First, they embraced personal responsibility. Most of the greatest generation missed out on the fun of childhood. The Great Depression demanded that families work to survive. Then World War II took these teenagers an ocean away to fight, and when they returned, if they returned at all, they had become men on the battlefield. Meanwhile, their young wives were going to work in factories, taking care of children, or joining the military themselves, all in the name of the war effort. These men and women were also resourceful. Because of the war and the Great Depression, their motto became, "Use it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without." To some, it may seem like they were pack rats. Who else would keep old bread bags and twist ties? But this greatest generation never knew when they might need these things again. Additionally, the greatest generation showed humility. Most of these veterans rarely talked about their war experiences, partly because of loss, but also because they felt that the real heroes paid the ultimate price. These men and women believed they were simply fulfilling their duty to their country and families. Not many soldiers from the greatest generation are left. According to the Veterans Administration, they are dying at a rate of 492 per day. My great-grandfather, who died just 1 year ago at the age of 95, was one of them. He went above and beyond as he served our country continuously for 2 years, 11 months, and 20 days in the bloodiest battles of the South Pacific during World War II. He went above and beyond to provide for his family when he returned home by having a strong work ethic, even though he had only a fifth grade education. These men and women were not perfect, but they did show amazing character in the midst of adversity. Right now, in this country, our country, the ideas that these men and women fought against in World War II seem to be rising again. Racism, hatred, division, and intolerance. My question to you is, who will fill the shoes of the greatest generation? According to the Pew Research Center, this group of Americans took the opportunity to vote very seriously. Even as late as 2012, when these citizens would have been in their 80s and 90s, the greatest generation exercised their freedom to vote by a greater percentage than any other subgroup, otherwise known as the Baby Boomers, Gen X, and the Millennials. Could it be that the wealth and prosperity of this great nation has lulled us into thinking that the United States of America has always been, or will always be, this way? I'm afraid that this sense of empowerment, as well as apathy, could cause our country's downfall. That is why I took the initiative to register to vote immediately after my 18th birthday. I am thrilled to have the opportunity to go to the polling place in less than a week to mark a ballot with more than one name on it, without fear of persecution. My vote matters. Even if it does not decide a single election outcome, it still matters. For every drop of blood that my great-grandfather watched sink into the battlefields of Okinawa, my vote matters. For every ounce of Agent Orange that my neighbor walked through in the jungles of Vietnam, my vote matters. For every single service member who suffers the lingering psychological and physical effects of war, my vote matters. For every stroke of the quill pen from our founding fathers who had a vision for this new country, my vote matters, and it will continue to matter for as long as I have the privilege to call myself a citizen of the United States of America.